Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moir of David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Today's daf is Bav Metzia Daf Nun. And we left off at the words Yibaylehu on the third line on Daf Nun. Hold on 1 second. Good morning to Shlomo David, to Gershon Eitan, Chanah Chenech, Yitzchak Meir HaKohen, Reuven from Harrisburg, and David Yoshua. Thank you very much for joining. Good Erev Shabbos to everybody. Yibaylehu. The B'nai HaYeshiva asked the two-sided halachic informational question. They asked the question in the Beis Medrash. Good morning, Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen. Yibaylehu. Pachos Mishtus L'Rabbanan. So the key points you have to remember, and we're going to learn this in today's daf, lahalacha, about overcharging or undercharging. So the key points that you need to know is the following three halachas. If you overcharge somebody by more than a sixth, the sale is null and void. If you overcharge somebody by less than a sixth, it's a mechila. The sale is 100% good. If you overcharge someone by exactly a sixth, the halacha is the sale is good, but you have to give back the sixth. Those are the three halachas you have to remember. More than a sixth, it's batel. Less than a sixth, it's a mechila. And if it's exactly a sixth, it's a good sale, but you got to give back the sixth. That's the standard. And same, we're going to see. Rav is going to pass me like that in today's daf. Ibailo, pachos mishtus. So if you overcharge less than a sixth, I just told you, if it's less than a sixth, it works. But the question is, at what point does it become a mechila? Is it a mechila right away, or do you have to wait a bit until it's a mechila? Let's see. Ibailo, pachos mishtus l'rabbanan. The chachamim who hold that less than a sixth is a mechila, that's the way we pass it. La'alter having mechila? Is it considered to be like right away? There's no, you can't ask for the extra money. Right away it becomes a mechila. The buyer cannot say, oh, you overcharged me. Is it right away mechila? Or, oh, b'chideshi yirah l'taga or l'krova. No, you have to give the guy a chance to go, like he has this object now, the buyer bought it, he's got to go show it to his friends. Oh, look what I paid for it. Oh, you overpaid, or take it to an expert, a guy who knows the prices of these things. And then, if he waits that long and no one says anything, then it's a mechila. But right away, no, give the guy a chance. Maybe he can get the money back. If it's right away, the amount of time that it takes to, if it's less than the amount of time that it takes to do that, maybe the guy could ask for the money back. And only if he waits that amount of time and still doesn't say anything, then it's considered to be a mechila. That's the shaila. Ve'im tim tzaloma b'chadeshi or l'taga or l'krovo. And if you're going to try to prove to me, says the Gemara, that you have to wait, it's only considered to be a mechila less than a sixth. It's only considered to be a mechila once you allow the guy time to go show it to somebody, and then he could realize, and he can come to you. And if he doesn't come to you, then you assume it's a mechila. If that's true, well then my ikka ben shtus l'pachas mishtus. Well then it comes out, there's really no difference between a sixth and less than a sixth. Because in both of those cases, if he doesn't show up after the amount of time it takes, so it's a mechila even by a sixth if he doesn't show up, if he doesn't ask for it. But if he does come and say something, then you have to give it back to him. So then what's practically the difference? It says Gemara, no, there is a difference. Ika di'ilu shtus yado al ha'elyona. If it's a sixth, so then the one who got ripped off, let's say the buyer, let's keep it a simple case, the buyer got ripped off, ratza choser, ratza kone umaxir ona. So if that guy wants, he could back out. If that guy wants, he could leave the sale, but just give back the extra amount. But vilu pachos mishtus, but less than a sixth, it's only one option. If it's less than a sixth, so kano maxir ona. So there would be a difference because less than a sixth, there's only that one option. You're not going to say that if it's exactly a sixth, if the one who was ripped off, that's what the Gemara says at this point. Shtus yado al yona ratzah chozer. If he wants, he could back out totally. He could totally negate the sale. Or if he wants, he could just get back the sixth. But less than a sixth, the only option is that it's a good kinyan and he gives him back the extra. So my, what's the halacha? Is it a mechila right away or is it a mechila afterwards? And don't tell me there would be no difference because there would be a difference. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come and hear a proof. Chazru, right from our Mishnah. Now you got to remember our Mishnah from yesterday. For today's daf, it's very important to remember yesterday. Now, what did we happen yesterday? Yeah, in yesterday's Mishnah we had like this. One of the opinions said, who was it? I think it was Rabbi Yehuda. Who was it? Yehuda? It was. First opinion in the Mishnah. First opinion in the Mishnah is Rabbanan. Right? Rabbanan. Rabbanan said that Onah is a sixth. It's 1/6. But it's only the amount of time that you have to show it to the expert or to your relative. After that time, it's over. You can no longer get it back. So the Gemara says that all the salesmen like rejoiced. So what, again, Rabbanan say it's a sixth. But you have only the amount of time to show it to the craftsman. Rabbi Tarfon of the Mishnah said, it's a third. You can overcharge all the way up until a third and it's a mechila. So all the tradesmen rejoiced. They could overcharge even more than a sixth. From a sixth to a third, they got even more time. But then Rabbi Tarfon said, but he has all day long to be mevara this. And he could ask it back all day long. So then the salesman said, no, we're going back to Chacham. We'd rather the sixth, but he only has a short amount of time, as opposed to a third, and he has a long amount of time. That was the Mishnah. You got to remember that for today. So, says the Mar, Tashma, come in here, proof. Now we're asking a question again. Is the Mechila less than the sixth? Is it right away? Or does he have some time? He could ask for the money back. It's only Mechila after, if he doesn't ask for it back. Says the Gemara, Tashma, let's go back to the Mishnah. Chazru l'divrei chachamim. The salesman, after they heard the Rabbi Tarfon said that the guy has a whole day to ask for it back, they went back to saying, no, we'd rather chachamim. Says the Gemara, savrua. Now, we who are analyzing this, we think we have a proof. We held like this. Pachos mishlish to Rabbi Tarfon, less than a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is the same as kepachos mishlish to Rabbanan dami. You assume that whatever the halach is by less than a third, but less than a sixth for a chachamim is the same as less than a third for Rabbi Tarfon. In other words, so if we're asking in the Gemara, is it a mechila right away, less than a sixth? Or is it after the time? It's the same question. You'd have the same laws, the same rules. According to Rabbi Tarfon, it said it's a third. So is it right away? Whatever you're going to say by that, if it's right away, then less than a third for Rabbi Tarfon is also going to be right away, a mechila right away. Or no, if it's, you have to give him some time to see the price, then you're going to have to give it time according to Rabbi Tarfon also. So yeah, Mr. Shlomo Pachas Mishtos L'Rabbanim B'Chadeshi L'Tagor L'Krovo. So if you say that less than a sixth is only considered to be a mechila, if you give the guy enough time, but if he goes and quickly shows it to the guy, and right away, oh, you got overcharged, and he asks for the money back less than a sixth, if it's less than that amount of time, you give it back to him, Taka, it wouldn't be a mechila. Ula Rabbi Tarfon Kol Hayom, and according to Rabbi Tarfon, then you have all day long. Right? Rabbi Tarfon said you have all day. Mishimachi Chazu. So now I understand why the salesman in the Mishnah backed out. And they didn't like Rabbi Tarfon. They went back to Chachamim. Ela'i Amris Pachos Mishtos L'Rabbanan La'alter Havim Mechila. However, if you say less than a sixth, according to the Rabbanan, right away it's a Mechila. Even before the amount of time. So the buyer has no right to ask back for the money right away. It's considered to be a mechila. L'Rabbi Tarfon nami la'atam mechila. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, whatever you're going to say for Chachamim, you're going to say the same for Rabbi Tarfon. So according to Rabbi Tarfon, also right away, if it's less than a sixth, it's a mechila. So amai chazru, why did the salesman go back and say, oh, we want to go back to Chachamim? But Rabbi Tarfon nichlu tvei. It's even better, according to Rabbi Tarfon, because they can overcharge up to a third, and right away, if they do less than that, then right away it's a mechila. Demai, Rabbanan Kamashu lo no, Rabbi Tarfon have a mechila. Because between 1/6 and 1/3, Rabbi Tarfon says it's ona. I'm sorry, between 1/6 and 1/3, Chachamim say that's ona. But Rabbi Tarfon says all the way up to the Mechila, and right away it's a Mechila, if you tell me. So must be that right away is not a Mechila. That's the Gemara's right. So must be that right away is not a Mechila. Good morning, Yitzchak Aryeh. Good morning, Avram Simcha. Great to see you. It must be that right away is not a Mechila. Answer the Gemara. Our assumption in the question was wrong. Who says Rabbi Tarfon plays by the exact same rules as Chachamim on every issue? No. Mi saris pachos mishlish the Rabbi Tarfon, ke pachos mishtus the Rabbanan dami. Who says that less than a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, plays by exactly the same rules as less than a sixth? According to Rabbanan. Lo! It's not true. Mishtus va'ad shlish the Rabbi Tarfon, kishtus atzma the Rabbanan dami. Good morning, Avram Chaim. Where's Dr. Joe? Okay. Dr. Joe is not on Zoom. Okay. So, lo, from a sixth to a third, according to Rabbi Tarfon, is like a sixth. Not that it's a mechila, right? It's like a sixth. Either the guy could be mevatel the mekach, or he could ask for the ona up until the amount of time that he could show it to a tradesman, to an expert, or to his relative. And the machlokis is only that according to Chachamim, more than a sixth is batel mekach. But according to Rabbi Tarfon, up until the third, he just could ask for the onah back, says the Gemara. Ihachi, if that's really true, that Rabbi Tarfon and Chachamim are only arguing on more than a sixth, but my samchu meikara. So why were the tradesmen happy initially, when Rabbi Tarfon said that Dana is a third? They shouldn't have been so happy. Because if Rabbi Tarfon agrees to Chachamim in less than a sixth, and in a sixth, so they agree in less than a sixth, and if exactly a sixth, the whole machlok is only more than a sixth. So, Tivsho, if you're going to tell me that they rejoiced, so this should answer up another question that we're going to have later on in the Gemara in today's daf. Tivsho de bitul mekach l'rabbanon la'olam chozer. You're going to have to answer the question that we're going to have later on in the daf, which is according to Chachamim, when we say more than a sixth, the mekach is batel. How long do they have to ask for that? More than a sixth of the mekach is batel. So you're going to have to answer the question of the Quintu Rabbanan. It has to be forever. Then we understand. If it's forever, then we understand why they rejoiced at the beginning. That Chacham say forever, and Rabbi Tarfon said, no, you only have all day. Because then the all day is better than the forever. They came with the Amalu Rabbi Tarfon. Have onah. Samchu. When Rabbi Tarfon said that from a sixth to a third, you could still return it. So that's why they rejoiced. Ki amaluhu kol hayom. Ki amaluhu kol hayom. Right. Why is all day long better than achiyur latagar? It can't be. It's better than if they have forever. If the whole machlok is only from a third into a sixth. And chacham say, you have forever to claim it back. So then it's a simcha that Rabbi Tarfon said, oh no, you only have all day. But if chachamim held, you only have Achiyur Latagar to get it back, well then Rabbi Tarfon is worse than that. Says the Gemara, the Isak died the bitul mechach l'rabbanan b'chadeshiyur latagar l'krovu b'may samchu. Right? If Chachamim say Achiyur Latagar, so then Rabbi Tarfon saying all day is not what to rejoice about. It's worse for you, not better for you. So they shouldn't have rejoiced. The Gemara says no. No, there still is something for the tradesmen of Lud to rejoice in Rabbi Tarfon over Chachamim. No, really, you can't answer that question. Maybe Bitul Mekach, more than a sixth, is only Achir and Latagla. And even though both Chachamim and Rabbi Tarfon agree from a sixth to a third, you could back out Achir and Latagla, it's not a question why they rejoiced. Samchu Bishtus Atzma. No, there still is one clear case that the salesman could rejoice in. Even though more than a sixth, there would be no difference between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi and Chachamim. But however, there is a difference in exactly, if it's exactly the sixth. Some kubishtus atzma. This that, according to Rabbi Tafran's onah, from a sixth to a third is onah, that's only more than a sixth. But if it's exactly a sixth, Rabbi Tarfon would hold, it's a mechila right away if it's actually a sixth. To Rabbi Tarfon, mechila. According to Rabbi Tarfon, exactly a sixth would be a mechila right away, which would be good for the tradesmen. That's why they rejoiced. Well, the Rabbanon, oh no. No, according to Rabbanon, you have time. And it's only if he, you know, it's not a mechila right away. So as far as exactly a sixth, that's why they rejoiced. And you have no raya. You have no raya to the question that we're going to ask later on. And we're going to ask it right now. That's the question we're going to ask right now. Oh. So we just explained a minute ago. Actually, we just explained yesterday. That if it's ona more than a sixth, the chacham say the mekach is bata. But the question is, exactly as we just said, we're going to ask. Now we're going to ask it. More than a sixth, the mekach is bata according to chacham. Right? Rabbi Tarfon says you have up until a third. But Rabbi chacham say more than a sixth, the mekach is bata. How long do you have to collect that? Is it forever? You could ask for that forever, the Mechon's Batel, or let's say, if you don't ask for it after a while, you could have shown it to somebody, and you don't ask for it, so maybe you're Mochel. Maybe you're Mochel. Says Gemara Yibaylehu, Bittel Mechach L'Rabbanan, more than a sixth. If you overcharge somebody more than a sixth, we say the sale is null and void. Do you have forever to ask for that? Or is there some time period where we say, no, you must have wanted it so badly that you're willing to pay more than a sixth that the mekach, that the mekach is kayah? So what's the halach in such a case? Let's see. It says, the Gemara Baruch Hu, bitul mekach l'rabban l'olam chozer? Can you ask for your money back forever? Odilma, no. B'chadeshi yiru l'tagar o l'krovo. No. We give you enough time to show it to an expert or show it to your friend. Oh, look at this purchase I did. Look, I just purchased this thing. The guy says, what? You overcharged by more than a sixth. Go get your money back. So if there's enough time to do that and you don't do that, so isn't that a mechila? So that's the shaila. Do you have forever or no? You only have a set amount of time, the amount of time that it would take you for you to find out what the price is, and then you can get your money back. Says the Gemara. Now let's try to answer this question. V'im tim salomar, says the Gemara, if you're going to try to answer this question as follows, by saying as follows. V'im tim salomar, says the Gemara, I'm going to prove to you that you can ask for the money back forever. Because if you were to try to suggest that the only amount of time, if it's more than a sixth, that you can get your money back is only the amount of time up until we give you just enough time to find out the price. But if that amount of time passes and you don't ask for the money back, you lose the money. If that's true, so then Ma ikka bein shtus liyeser al shtus. What if you'll tell me if that's true that you only have a little amount of time? Well, then what's the difference between exactly a sixth and more than a sixth? In both of them, you only have a certain amount of time to ask for the money back. And if you don't ask for the money back, too bad, you lose the money. There's no difference between a sixth and more than a sixth. Says Gemara, no, that's not true. There is a difference. Ikka the ilu shtus. If it's exactly a sixth, only the buyer can back out. But if it's more than a sixth, either party can back out. Now you'll ask me, why would the seller want to back out? But maybe he feels badly. He feels he violated an isser. He didn't realize. He overcharged the guy, he violated, so he wants to back out. What's the halacha? So we're back to our question. If it's more than a sixth, according to Chachamim, can you only back out up until a certain amount of time, or can you back out forever? Can both parties back out forever? If it's more than a sixth, both parties can back out. Says Gemara Tashma, let's try to bring a proof from the Mishnah with the salesman rejoicing when they heard like Reb Tarfon, and then they backed out when they heard Reb Tarfon said, you have all day. That was the Mishnah, right? When they heard it was a third, they rejoiced. But then when they heard, you have all day long to figure it out, so then they back down. Oh, Tashma. Chazru ledivrei chachamim. When they heard that Rabbi Tarfon said you have all day to back out, so you could figure out where this is going already. When they heard that Rabbi Tarfon said all day, they backed out. But what did he say? But if according to chachamim, you have forever. So again, Says Gemara. So if you say more than a sixth, according to the Chachamim, you only have a limited amount of time, the amount of time, that an hour or two that it takes to show somebody. So that Ula Rabbi Tarfon, Kol Ayom. So Rabbi Tarfon said all day, Mishum Hachi Chazrus. I understand why they ran away from Rabbi Tarfon and they went back to Chachamim, because Chachamim said you only have a few hours, and Rabbi Tarfon said you have all day long. But if Chachamim say you have forever, that's better than Rabbi Tarfon. Why they go back to Chachamim? That's worse for them, to Rabbi Tarfon. But if you say that more than a sixth going to Chachamim, you have forever to ask back for it, well then why they leave Rabbi Tarfon to go to Chachamim? Rabbi Tarfon's better than Chachamim. Rabbi Tarfon said you only have all day, and Chachamim say you have forever. Why they go back? Why did they leave Rabbi Tarfon to go back to Chachamim? Rabbi Tarfon said you only have all day that day. Chachamim said you have forever to ask for the money back. That's not a better deal for the salesman. They'd rather Rabbi Tarfon. They'd rather only one day than to have forever to back out. Amai Chazru, Bidu Rabbi Tarfon, Nichalu Tfei. Rabbi Tarfon should have been better than to come Mashu Lo Anah, Kol Ayom Vesulo. Because they said you can only ask for the money back that day, but after that day, so then the guys, the sellers, can keep the extra money. Answers the Gemara. Answers the Gemara. Bitul mekach lo shchiach. The Gemara says, no. Really, we can say bitul mekach kor to chachamim, more than a sixth of overcharging goes back forever. And according to Rabbi Tarfon, you only have one day. But still, they'd rather Rabbi Tarfon than Chachamim. Why? Because overcharging by more than a sixth is very lo shchiach. Bitul mekach lo shchiach. It's very hard to fake somebody out and overcharge them so much. So they'd rather observe like Chachamim. Because they can overcharge by exactly a sixth. And if they overcharge by exactly a sixth, so then Chachamim is better than Rabbi Tarfon, because Rabbi Tarfon said you have all day, and Chachamim said you only have Bechdei Shir L'Tagar. So they'd still rather, even though an over a sixth, Rabbi Tarfon's better, but it's so infrequent to have a case of over a sixth, they'd rather overcharge by exactly a sixth, in which case Chachamim would be better than Rabbi Tarfon. And here we come to the halacha that I taught you at the beginning of this year today, and this is the most important takeaway. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Halacha Lamaisa, we spoke about this at the beginning of this year. Today, Hilchasa, Halacha Lamaisa, Pachos Mishtos, Nikne Mekach. Less than a sixth, the sale is good and it's a Mechila right away. Rava held, right away. Even less than the time of Atshir Latagra. That's the way the Rishonim understand Rava. There's a lot of discussion here. But Rashi says, right, even though the Gemara earlier had a question about this, is it right away? Rashi apparently says in Nirmasa Hilchasa. See the Rashi? Rashi Nirmasa Hilchasa. Where's that Rashi? Hilchasa. You see it's about 10 lines down from the bottom of the page? Hilchasa. Parchas Mishlis Niknamekach La'alta Rashi. He adds one word. Right away. Didn't the Gemara just have a shaila about that? The Gemara didn't answer the shaila. Even though the Gemara had a suffix, if the Mechil is right away or only after Yulatagar, Rashi had to explain that according to Rava, less than a sixth is a mechila right away. Shari bonos shtus, if it's a sixth, Rashi explains that he can only ask back for the onad. He's passing to Rabbi Nassan, we'll see later on. And according to Rabbi Nassan, so it's got to be right away. So it's based on something we're going to learn in a moment, that Rabbi Nassan has to hold that it's right away. So Rava's passing to Rabbi Nassan. So we had to hold that it's right away. So less than a sixth is nikne mekach right away. Nobody can negate the deal if you overcharge by less than a sixth. He can't ask for anything, and he can't even ask for the money. Yoser al shtus bitul mekach. If it's more than a sixth, so then the sale is null and void. And we had a machlokas earlier. We didn't answer whether or not it's forever or whether or not it's just ad kadei shiur l'taga. But if you overcharge a guy by more than a sixth, the sale is null and void. Shtus, but if it's exactly a sixth, Kana umachzir ona. So the sale is good, but you have to return the extra.
The full sixth?
You have to return the full extra sixth. Yeah.
You should have just charged a little less.
Yeah, you should have just charged a little less. Yeah, then it would have worked. Yeah. If you have to recharge the full sixth. Correct. Ah, vizeh, vizeh. Bo, oh, but now the Gemara concludes. Rava says, how long do you have to take it back? Vizeh, vizeh. Whether it's a sixth or whether it's more than a sixth, Rava Paskins, Bechdei Shir, L'Tagar, L'Krovo. You only have that amount of time to ask for it back. The amount of time that it would normally take a person to show it to your relative or to an expert who knows prices. Tani Kavase de Rava. We learned in the Brisa supporting Rava. Ona'a pachos mishtos nikne mekach right away. Yeser ashtos batel mekach. And either party can back out. Shtos kano machzer ona'a. Divei Rabbi Nassan. Remember that's the Rabbi Nassan that we said. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi slightly disagrees. So again, quote to Rabbi Nassan, more than a sixth is batel mekach. Shtos kano machzer ona'a. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi disagrees as far as a sixth. He disagrees about a sixth. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Omer, he says no. Yad mocher al helyon. He says that if it's a sixth, the seller has the upper hand. Rotze omelo tainli mekhi. Even if it's exactly a sixth, the seller can say, I'm sorry. Mocha, yeah, the seller wrote that omelo tainli mekhi, give me back my object. I didn't realize I overcharged by a sixth. I didn't want to do that. So give me back the thing and take your money. Oh, or if he wants, so then he could say tainli mashe anisani. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Tainli mashe anisani. Give me back that the amount that I overcharged you. Give me back. And similarly, if the buyer paid too little, same thing. He could also ask back for the money. Vizeh, vizeh. And vizeh, vizeh. Oh, hold on 1 second. Let me make sure I got that right. Rabbi Danasi disagrees. He says, right, that if it's more than a sixth, I'm sorry, if it's exactly a sixth, what's the machlokes of Rabbi and Rabbi Danasi? Let's just get this down. Again, one more time. It's about a sixth, right? A sixth, kana, so the buyer gets the object. Umaxir, the guy has to give you back, no, the Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Nassim says, no. He argues about a sixth, and he says like this. Rabbi Nassim, like this. No, that it's not only you don't have to say that that exactly a sixth, that the sale has to be good, that the sale has to be sixth, he just can get back the money. No. If the seller was underpaid, If the seller was underpaid, so Yad Mochal Yona wrote, if he wants, Omelo, Tainli Mekhi, give me back the object. Oh, Tainli Mash Eni Sani, or just pay me back the difference in the fact that I undercharged you. That's the machlokas. In a case of where it's exactly a sixth, say if the seller, whoever was ripped off, has the right to say, either I want to be mevatel the mekach, even at a sixth I can be mevatel the mekach, or I can get my money back. And both, whether it's a sixth or whether it's more than a sixth, so then you only have the time. Okay, a little bit more in today's daf. We just said, the Mishnah said, how long do you have to give back? Ad kedei shiur l'tagar. Amrav Nachman, lo shanu ela lokeach. That's only if the buyer was ripped off, which is the usual case. The buyer paid a sixth too much. So he has the object,
So it makes sense that the amount of time that he has to ask for the money back is up until the time that he can show this object to somebody else. But what about if the seller was ripped off? He doesn't have the object. So how much time does he have? Rav Nachman, lo shana lokech, alo mocher lo olam chozer. Rav Nachman says, the seller, if the seller gets ripped off, meaning if you paid too little for the object, he doesn't have the object, so he has forever to ask for it back. Why? Because what you have to wait until he runs into a similar item, and he sees, like, let's say later on, he's going to purchase a similar item, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I got paid too little for this. I'm paying more for the same item. I got ripped off." So you have to wait not the amount of time that it takes for him to show somebody, the amount of time that it would take for him to randomly go buy the same object again and find out that he got ripped off.
The value of the item changes over time.
Okay.
There should be safeguards. In marketplace, like we talked about safeguards earlier, because that could cause chaos at some point.
Good question. The Gemara is going to say this explicitly in a moment. Let's see. I'm not going to. Lo shanu el lokeach. Avo mocher lo'olam chozer. He doesn't have the object, and he doesn't know that he was ripped off until he sees another object for sale that's being sold for a higher price.
See if anybody asks a question. So subjective that it's, you know, the
yeah. So the Rishonim write, they're bothered by your kashas. So the Rif writes like this, and other Rishonim, since this is the reason, as long as we could clarify that this guy saw another object, which was this, at, you know, and he realized, and he doesn't come and ask for it, so that's mocha. However, the Rashba says no. There's no limited time at all, because we should have explained it. Now I see the answer question. Rashi writes, he could back out forever. Im lo nisyakru beintayim v'achafotzim me'ein elu shemacha. Right. It's got to be only if we know the price didn't go up. Because if the price went up, then it's obvious. Apparently Rashi says that. Where does Rashi say it? Amocher. Bottom line. Ad sheyira talis acheres kedmusa nimkeres bedamim yikarim. Hilchach lo chozer imlo nisyakru talisos beintayim. Ah, there's your kasha. Rashi says, bottom line, it's only. It's not really forever, right? If we know that the price of everything went up, so then ball game over. Okay, so back in the Gemara. Amar Rach lo shana lokech avol mochel lo olam chozer. Says Gemara, name of Messiah lay. Let us bring a proof to the words of Rav Nachman. From the Mishnah, after Rabbi Tarfon told them that they have a day, Chazu Livri Chachamim, Yamiz Rishlama Mochel Olam Chozerbo, that according to Chachamim, the seller could forever back out. Mishamachi Chazu, that's why, Yamiz Rishlama Mocher, Bishlama Mochel Olam Chozer, that the seller could forever back out. Mishamachi Chazu, they went back to Chachamim. Because Rabbi Tarfon said only a day, right, it's good for them. If they get ripped off, they can, Rabbi Tarfon said you only have a day. But they're the salesman, right? So, and we just said that according to Rav Nachman, the mocher can do it forever. So I understand why they left Rabbi Tarfon and said a day, and they went back to Chachamim, who said they have forever. If you say the salesman only has a little amount of time, my nafkalumina. What's the difference between? So Rabbanon favor the lokech, but there's also a benefit to the mocher that you can go back forever. Says the Gemara, Tagare Lud. The Gemara answers that the salesman in Lud, they were experts. Lo shchiach tita'u. The salesman, it's very rare that the salesman makes a mistake that he sells it for too little. Right? Only I would do that. I'm the only person that sold my house for too little to say it. But because the Kamenetskys have zero business sense. But most, he says, the Tagari Lud, these expert salesmen, they don't have to worry about the salesman getting paid too little. The only thing they care about is having overcharging, is the benefit for overcharging. So in that, Chachamim is better than Rabbi Tarfon. And the Gemara just tells a story to close it out, and this relates to your point from before, Avram Chaim. Ushpazichne de Rami Brachama, the host of the inn that Rami Brachama was staying in, Zavin Chamra Vita. So the host of the inn that Rabbi Chama was staying at, he sold his donkey, and he made a mistake. He sold it for too little. And he sold it for more than a sixth too little. More than a sixth too little. He's in real estate. He's an innkeeper. He's not in donkey trade. So he undersold it. He sold it for, it was worth 100, and he sold it for 60. Ashche Davi Otzim. So Rami Brachama found his innkeeper very sad. Amalei, Amayatzivis, why are you sad? Amalei, Zvini Chamra Utoi. I sold my donkey for too little money. I got ripped off. Amalei, Zil Hadabach. What do you mean? You're a salesman, so it's oh, not more than a sixth. So go back out. Just nullify the deal. Amalei, Hashahayli, Yosef Mechadesh Erel Tagar El Krovi. No, no. But the amount of time that I could show it to a craftsman or to a fellow, to my relative or to an expert has passed. Shadra the Kamei to Rav Nachman, so he didn't know the answer. So Rami Brachama sent him to Rav Nachman. Amalei, Lo Shanu Elolokeach, Abol Mocher Elolam Choser. Only the buyer has that about him because he has the object, so he could show it. But the seller has forever. Oh, now the Gemara asks what you asked. My time. What's the reason why the Mocher has longer than the Lokeach? Very simple. The Lokeach has the object, so you only give him time to show the object to somebody. Lokeach, Mekcho Biyada, Kol Hecha Da'azel Machvilei, wherever he goes, he could produce it and show it to the expert and or his relative. V'amilei, Itai Lota, they'll tell him, was it a good price or not a good price? However, Mocher, Delonaken, Mekcho Biyada, but the salesman who does not have the object, Adem Esramilei, Zvinta, Kizvinte, you have to wait until he finds randomly another object, a price for the object, like his object. V'yeda ita ilota. And then he'll know if he made a mistake or didn't make a mistake.
It's an American contract law in New York State. You have 3 days to renege on your contract.
Oh, well, what? Does anybody know how long do you have to renege? Nowadays, in American law.
I think it's 3 days. I think it's,
3 days?
Yeah. 3 days.
Once you sign a contract, you have 3 days to back out? Really? I thought once you sign a contract, it's signed.
No, you have a 3-day reneging period. Yeah.
In what industry is this?
In general.
Oh, yeah?
Most contracts, yeah.
Okay.
There's a number of occasions that happen where you have 3 days to...
You have 3 days to...
Like a lease or whatever, you do have actually points of state...
Okay.
State law,
okay.
Yeah.
Everyone should have a great day. And a great... We'll see you tomorrow morning, 7:05.